Oh, it's going.
Oh. Damn. I was about to be ready and everything.
I was about to be ready.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna go with that.
You can't start ready. You gotta be about to be ready, and then you get ready, and then you are ready, and then you're late.
Shouldn't you be ready before you start?
No.
This nigga just said you can't start ready.
Yeah.
Man, you realize that we appeal to the working class, and they are pissed right now. They're like, what the fuck you mean? I better be ready.
Anyways, so last time the choice was white people, white peopling, or white people, white peopling. And we covered white peopling, but now there's more white peopling.
No.
Yes.
Nah, not more. Not more than that one.
No. I accept your challenge, sir.
I'm not dealing with this bullshit. Not doing it.
Really?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. All right, do it.
North Dakota man. Again, the further north you go, the farther south you get.
It's got to be a man. Men are always whiter. White men are whiter than white women, man.
North Dakota man pleads guilty to...
We've been doing this too much.
Nigga, this fucking headline, nigga. Okay. North Dakota man pleads guilty to stealing forklift to kill Donald Trump.
You are the god dang whitest person I've ever seen.
A North Dakota mechanic has entered a guilty plea in federal court in relation to what the government charged was a fantastic plot to kill the president.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Did Donald Trump write it himself? What the Oh, shit, man. A forklift.
A forklift.
To kill the president.
Yes.
Was he going to Wile E. Coyote his ass and drop some shit on his head or something? What was the plan?
Let's find out.
No.
According to federal authorities, Gregory Lee Laleen Gang?
Nigga. Help me.
Age 42 of Bismarck stole a forklift and entered a presidential motorcade route on September in 2017.
Get the fuck! I thought this was gonna be some bullshit. He really tried to kill the president.
With a forklift!
What? That is so proletariat. God damn.
He stole a forklift and entered a presidential motorcade before Donald Trump arrived to give a tax reform speech at the Mandan Refinery. I'm just calling him Gregory. His first name is Gregory. Was apprehended after the forklift got stuck in a gated area of the refinery.
He gave it a shot.
Questioned by police and U.S. Secret Service agents, he reportedly confessed to a very bizarre plot. The intent was basically to try to get to the limo, flip the limo, and kill the president.
Alright. He doesn't put too many steps in there, you know? You fucking... You keep it sick. K-I-S-S, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it simple, sunshine.
Alright, so the intent was basically to try to get to the limo, flip the limo, and get to the president, and then kill the president, according to U.S. Assistant State's Attorney Brandi Sass Russell, who told a federal court on Friday, according to the Bismarck Tribune. Gregory was indicted on two criminal counts in October 2017, accusing him of entering a restricted area while using a dangerous weapon and attempting to damage government property. Per the terms of the plea agreement, prosecutors agreed to drop a charge related to the use of a dangerous weapon. According to the Grand Forks Herald...
Are these fuckers just calling the forklift a dangerous weapon?
Yes.
Ah, these fucking fuckers.
Yes. According to the Grand Forks Herald... Grand Forks... Is that a fucking city? Grand Forks?
Probably.
Whatever. Michelle Monteiro, Gregory's public defender, said in court her client had been suffering from a serious psychiatric crisis during the incident. Okay. Daniel L. Hovland, chief judge for the U.S. District Court in North Dakota, delayed sentencing until February 19th, 2019. Gregory could receive up to 10 years in prison and be fined $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Aw, man, let him go. He was trying to help.
He was trying to help.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. What are you shitting me?
A certified auto body technician, Gregory is already serving a state prison sentence for pleading guilty to vehicle theft, setting fire to a maintenance shop, and...
Oh, shit.
Goddamn. All right. That was, I thought, you know what? Like, you ever see a sentence so wild, you just like, wait, did I read that? No, I read it right. I just didn't. Mm-hmm. So, Gregory is serving a state prison sentence for pleading guilty to a vehicle theft and setting fire to a maintenance shop and a state parole and probation office.
I swear to fuck, it sounds like he heard my rhyme. My socialize the justice yes. rhyme. The fucking, burn the corporation down and chop the owner to bits.
Yes.
That's what he tried to do.
He's trying. All
he
the power,
set
all the
some
people,
shit on
man.
Fire and then he took forks to the owner.
According to the Bismarck Tribune, Gregory said he set fire to the maintenance building because someone loosely affiliated with it had made him mad in 1999.
Damn, nigga. That's beef. That's beef.
Okay. 1999.
That was still the 90s. I mean, to be redundant about it, it was the fucking 90s. A show called Sparks was still on the air.
Hmm.
Right, people were just really learning about oh man, the one with the really big eyes, the daughter of a famous person, light-skinned yellow-headed woman. I mean, light-skinned black Negro woman. A show called Girlfriends.
I didn't watch that.
Tracy though. Harris Ross.
Ellis.
Tracy Ellis Ross. Yeah, that was 1999.
Yeah.
Two decades ago. Somebody that was born then is in the military now getting their fucking head blown off.
Yes.
Jesus.
He said he set the other fire because if he went to... What? Hold on. This doesn't fucking make sense. Whatever.
Does it have to?
No. He said he set the other fire because if he went to prison, people would be giving him stamps.
And oh, like, yeah, so you can send a lot of mail out.
And I like the next sentence in the article. It's unclear how gifting of postage stamps related to the state agency. His estimated release date for the state convictions is 2038.
Ah, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Because of the, quote, substantial sentence that Gregory is already serving, Sassy Russell said she would consider recommending his federal sentence run concurrent to time he's already serving. If the judge accepts the recommendation, Gregory will be approximately 61 years old when he's released.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay, because in the past couple months, we covered some stories about people getting down in their fucking 70s.
Shit.
I guess 70 is the new fuck it.
But yeah, you tried to use a fucking forklift to kill the president.
Damn, that was the beginning of the story.
A lot happened.
We got really far from the headline. That's when you got a good white-on-white crime story. When you got to remind yourself that it began somewhere. Like, you're so caught up in the end, man. Yeah.
It was a little wild. It was a little wild.
Some of these white-on-white crimes could really be like fucking, like, 38-minute movies. I'd watch them.
Yeah.
I'd watch the fuck out of them. Even the scatological ones.
Ew.
You know, they don't have to show it. They could pan the camera up and show them making a face. I understand what's happening. Right?
I'm good without that. I could pass on that one.
You know, that's like TV. TV has too much, like, actual, you know, fucking humping on each other sex scenes. Yeah. It's like, I came up when the camera showed them walking upstairs, panned away, and... dark and off to the next scene.
Right.
We all understand. Right. I don't need to see... I don't need to see every single cis woman actress nude. I think that's something creepy and fucked up that directors are trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it seems like... Like, I guarantee you there's some high fives behind closed doors. Like, look at the one I got.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's tacky. It does not... make me more in touch with the character. It doesn't move the story forward. It's just raunch for the sake of raunch.
Yeah.
All right. Make directors direct again.
Nigga.
WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. This is the kind of stuff that happens.
You are the god dang whitest person I've ever seen.